Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this dreary, gloomy Monday morning here in New York City after both of our teams get swept over the weekend, Yankees by the Red Sox, the Mets by the Rays, and this is the first time the Mets have been swept all year. We were talking so much about how great they were at Citi Field, and man, this team was flying. A little bit of humble pie, without a doubt, as they were just ugly yesterday to finish out this series, and a blown lead in the series as well. But now is a, as you like to see, I like to say, metal meets the meat. Rubber to the road, going down to Atlanta. I don't care what time of year it is in the season. When you go down to Atlanta, it means something. So if this team really is the championship hopeful team that we think that they are, you know, this thing doesn't turn into a 6-7-8 game losing streak. They go down to Atlanta, they get right, they reestablish their dominance in the division, and this is just an afterthought. This sweep by the hands of the Rays and not the catalyst that sent them back into second place or worse.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets had a bad weekend, but the Yankees had a worse weekend because they got swept within their own division and a team behind them in their division swept their opponent, the Mets.
Yeah, and then traded away the guy who kills the Yankees more than anybody. So I forget who put this out there. I wish I could give him credit for it, but it said if you would have told me that the Yankees would get swept by the Red Sox, but Rafael Devers would get traded after the series, you would have signed for that going into it because Devers has been such a pain in the ass for the Yankees.
Yeah, well, you would have liked to have had him traded prior to the series.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, well, I mean, really, this was an offensive disappearing act for the Yankees and Aaron Judge. It was like playoff Aaron Judge striking out a ton. He was just, you know, when he's off, it's the same type of stuff. You know, where he's just not connecting on the fastballs. He's out in front of the breaking balls. He strikes out 9 times over the weekend. I don't expect that to continue. But, I mean, he even got a tremendous performance by Max Fried again, but they just couldn't score. So, yeah, I mean, rough weekend for both of them. We were riding high. We needed to get a little bit brought back to earth. I saw that, you know, Evan and Sean Morash had this debate on Friday. Which team was better? The two best teams in baseball. Which team was better? The Mets or the Yankees, and then, of course, this happens. So a mini touch the money spot there between
fans. Yeah, sure.
Yep. So, all right, if you want to join the show, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Craig in Babylon. What's going on, Craig?
Hey, good morning, Boomer and Geo.
What's up,
man? I was the first caller of the year to say fire Boone. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 fundamental mistakes that is anybody learning from the mistakes on this team? Thank you, and have a good day.
Yeah. All right, you're right. I mean, not about firing Boone, but the mistakes that are unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, that's that. I remember that. We actually wrote down the date and the time
yes.
of the first fire Aaron Boone phone call.
He wants players to be held accountable, And I understand that. And I want players to be held accountable. But in these sports that have these long, just drawn out seasons, you're going to have players that are going to make mental mistakes left and right. I mean, Pete Alonso has been abysmal at first base for the Mets, throwing the ball to the pitcher covering the bag. Just abysmal. Actually, just throwing the ball in general.
Yeah.
He's been abysmal. And, you know, that bothers me.
Well, that's not a fundamental thing that you could sit there and work on. That's in his head.
I think you could work on it. You can work on it 1,000 times. You know what you do? You just get over there, keep fielding ground balls, keep throwing different, you know. And you don't have to throw it to pitchers. Throw it to somebody else covering.
Yeah.
You know, so the pitchers don't hurt themselves.
Well.
Reaching for the ball and pulling a hamstring.
I know, which is incredible. And I know Senga was trying to be nice, saying that he felt it prior to that. But if you watch that video over and over, it's clear that when he stretches for the ball, that's when he feels something. But, I mean, I know
Pete feels horrible. I'm not saying he doesn't. Of course he does.
Yeah. But I do think you could do that a million times before the game and it'd be fine. You know, making those throws, but then when you're in the game and it's in your head, then all of a sudden it goes haywire. So he's got to figure out a way to not be thinking about it and just react as opposed to saying, oh my God, here we go again.
But I mean, here we go again with Kode Senga too, by the way.
Yeah.
Can we be a little bit less brittle, please?
And the thing about him, and this is something that I did mention on Friday, is that what worries me, even though this was a grade one hamstring and, you know, it's not as bad as it could have been, is that he spent so much time last year when the Mets thought that he was ready to go saying, I'm not, I don't feel right at this particular time. And they go through tests and be like, well, you're fine. I mean, you don't see any issues anymore at all. But then he's like, nah, just not quite there yet. And then, of course, he comes back for one start and then hurts his calf. And then we don't see him until the postseason when we never should have seen him.
It's ridiculous.
So hopefully he comes back in whatever, I guess it's a 5-week timetable now for him.
Man.
Yeah, well, just be there for the playoffs and be pitching.
Just be there for the playoffs? You got to get to the playoffs.
Well, they'll get to the playoffs. I'm saying,
and he is part of it.
Yeah, they'll get to the playoffs. You got to have faith in them getting to the playoffs at this point. No, I mean, be back sometime in late July, August, and get back going, and then be your number one starter in the postseason.
This is a really good baseball team. They should be able to weather some of these injuries that are going to happen to every team, like I said on Friday. And you have other guys coming back eventually, and it all kind of works itself out. But this is a veteran baseball team that added Juan Soto. I mean, they're a great baseball team. Get it done, and get it done this week in Atlanta, and everybody will forget this poor weekend against Tampa Bay.
Josh is in Smithtown. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. I believe there's video out there of this, and over the weekend, Francesa visited the Barstool Studios, and he told Frank the Tank that he's not allowed to complain with the season the Mets are having until at least they lose 3 games in a row, and they promptly lost 3 games in a row, so the mush strike again.
Oh, my goodness. It really is amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's just amazing how that works. I mean, they hadn't been swept the entire year. They hadn't lost 3 in a row the entire year. And then that is said, and then, of course, now Frank is losing his mind again. But, I mean,
just, you know, well, Frank, you know, should not be the barometer. He should be the entertainment.
Yes.
I mean, just realize that he overreacts to everything.
He does. He certainly does. And I guess in the end, he's been correct because, you know, they haven't won a World Series in a very long time.
I know, but you know, last year going through all this with him, because I did that walk with him.
Yep.
I mean, he was besides himself. So, and then all of a sudden they came back. Hey, by the way, Frank the Tank last week gave an apology to Stevie Cohen, Uncle Stevie. I apologize. Remember that whole thing?
Of course.
I said, now we lose 3 games. Now we're jumping off ship.
That's right.
Show some backbone.
Yeah.
You know, stiffen up a little bit.
Yeah, he doesn't generally do that.
Well, he needs to. He needs to stiffen up a little bit.
He's not a guy who's stiffening up.
Yeah, I'm not all about this itchiness that he's bringing to this this stuff. You know, it just changes day to day.
Let's go to Tony in Lodi. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a big Mets fan. Brutal weekend. I don't want to come off as just a pure Yankee hater, but I can't stand Aaron Boone. I think he sucks. I think he's the softest manager
in New York.
I know, but I got to get this off my chest. So I think he's the softest manager in New York sports history. The Volpe thing, stealing third the other night. Boomer, I was taught that in Little League. You don't make the first or third out at third base. So for him to be so definitive the way he was saying, oh, hell yeah, I was okay with it. Come on, dude. And then Dominguez getting caught sleeping at second base. He almost defended him by telling the reporters, well, guys, he thought it was strike three. I mean, what are we doing here? That team's had bad fundamentals since he's taken over in 2018, and it's because of his soft managing. I can't stand him. Thanks for letting me.
All right, Tony, you know, I know you're a Met fan, and you're allowed to have your opinions, but I'm sure many Yankee fans probably agree with you. But I would worry about our team.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because our team has had some issues, too, fundamentally.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, we've had problems.
True, fundamentally. I feel like that's a BT thing. Yeah. Fundamentally, we disagree. That has been the biggest knock on Aaron Boone since he's gotten here, is the fact that when the fans think that a guy should be talked to, or Aaron Boone should be upset, or he should pull a guy out of a game like a Gleyber Torres lollygagging, that he doesn't do it. And then that leads to this mentality of the team that, of course, blew a game in a World Series where fundamentally they were awful. Yeah. Where I don't subscribe to that.
It's baseball. There's no hard-ass manager.
Not anymore.
No, they're not. And, you know, now it's all about placating and pacifying and patting on the back and picking people up and never getting in their face. Never. They never get in anybody's face. So forget all of that.
And I could argue that if Aaron Boone were different and the exact opposite of what he is, that he wouldn't be the manager here any longer.
I have a feeling that there's one coach, well, maybe two coaches right now, and this includes managers, two coaches right now that are in New York that are getting ready to start their football seasons. And I do believe that both of these coaches, Aaron Glenn and, of course, Brian Daboll, will get in the face of their players. I believe that they will. Now, as far as the other sports are concerned, I'm assuming Mike Sullivan coming and taking over the Rangers, possibly Patrick Waugh with the Islanders. You know, he's been known to be a hothead from time to time. You know, as far as anybody else is concerned, baseball-wise, Mendoza doesn't get in anybody's face.
No. I mean, and sometimes maybe behind the scenes, they're a little more stern than what we see, but they're not going to, in a press conference, crush their players. It just doesn't happen that way. The closest that Carlos Mendoza did with that was talking about how he had to talk to Juan Soto about the not busting out of the box with the ball that went off the Green Monster in Boston. But that, I mean, and that was like shocking that he even said that.
Who's coaching the Nets?
Joaquin
Phoenix?
No, you know his name. I was going to say Joaquin Valenti, but I think that's Gisele Bündchen's new husband. Hold on, here it is. Jordy Fernandez, told you.
Joaquin.
It was a J.
It was a J. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. A good coach, too, that Jordy Fernandez.
I mean, I feel bad for him. Staying under the radar is fine, though.
Yeah. Well,
you know what? For a lot of these guys, it is survival. And how do you survive? And how do you continue to, you know, manage or coach, whatever you want to call it, just these major egos? And a guy has a bad day. Guy forgets whether or not it's strike two or strike three. Which
and
is
guys that are making
in the middle of a rally, no less.
And guys that are making 10 times the amount of money that you're making too, which is a huge disparity.
It's like you got to be half psychologist, half coach, and you're trying to survive in your own job.
I don't know if this got to you when you were away, but CeeLo played the cut on Friday. Aaron Glenn was talking about or was asked about, you know, people that were mentors to him when he got into the league as a rookie. And who were the guys that he looked up to? And he mentioned you.
I did hear that, and it was very nice. And that was, you know, he was Pete Carroll's first pick.
Yeah.
Because Pete loves defensive backs. And Aaron was, you know, was a great rookie, and he was a great guy. You didn't have to haze or anything. He had all the respect down. And I think Ronnie Lott was in the locker room, and he mentioned Ronnie. And Ronnie was a good person for him to, you know, be around and to see how you practice. And it's unfortunate that we all had to go through the Richie Kotent kite experiment because he now knows how not to do it, that's for sure. But I was also glad that he was there when Parcells got there, because I'm sure Parcells was probably tweaking him a little bit as a player. Like, oh, how am I going to have this? You know, how am I going to cover their best receiver with a short defensive back? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a man's man, like the way that we would talk to each other on the golf course when we're men.
Yeah, man stuff.
Right.
Doing so man stuff.
I would think that Aaron has a lot of that in him. And remember, you know, working for Dan Campbell, Dan Campbell's a little different. He's like he comes off as a big softy in front of the camera, you know, crying mm-hmm. and everything. I don't think that's the way he is behind the scenes.
Mm.
I think he can be one of those get-in-your-face guys. But the game's changed. The money is so big now that the players have most of the power, and the coach has got to balance that.
So when CeeLo played that cut and he mentioned you and how much it meant to him early on in his career, I said, well, how come you haven't text Boomer back, Aaron? I mean, he gave him a congratulatory.
I did. I did. I hope I had the right number. It may be actually to some other Aaron.
Yeah. Well, that was cool to hear. I think to remember that, because you had mentioned that, you know, even before Aaron had said that about how, you know, when you were there and he got there as a rookie and you were impressed by him and were drawn to helping him because you felt like he had all the qualities and then turned out to be a great player. Let's go to Scott in Texas. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, guys, this is Scott from Fort Worth.
Hey, Scott from Fort Worth.
One-Eyed Scott, if you remember.
Oh, One-Eyed yeah, Scott,
right.
Yeah.
With the golf ball,
yes.
Not your eye.
Yeah,
out.
The
yeah.
golf guy.
Yeah, well, kind of like Jerry almost lost his eye, yeah.
Yeah. Well, prior to that, I played high school baseball down in Tallahassee against the guy, as you guys would remember, Mackie Sasser.
Oh, yeah.
He
could not throw the ball back just overnight back to the pitcher.
Well, we have our own Mackie Sasser in studio with me.
Yeah, it happened to me at a softball game against the Hebrew home, and it was a rough day for me. So yeah, I mean, I'm not a professional, so it's harder to really put myself in those shoes. But yes, as far as the getting the yips and not being able to throw the ball back to the pitcher, yes, that happened to me as well, Scott. So not fun.
Yeah, I just, you know, with the Pete Alonso thing, it's almost like he's kind of got a yip in him at this point.
Yeah, like Steve Sachs or Chuck Knobloch. Yeah.
Yeah, Knobloch. Yeah.
Rick Ankiel. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange thing. I hope I never do that in the cockpit, but I'll be all right.
Yeah, especially with one eye.
That's right. Yeah. Take care, One-Eyed Scott. All right. Yeah. So call us soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
It's One-Eyed Scott from Fort Worth. Yeah, I mean, it's a it's definitely a thing that's going on mentally with Pete Alonso, and it sucks that he's had this unbelievable season. He's been great defensively outside of that. He's putting together one of his best offensive seasons, and then this thing is happening to him so badly that he ended up getting a pitcher hurt.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Both you and Al Dukes have gone through this. I've mm-hmm. witnessed it. Yeah. Drives me crazy. Drives me nuts. I can't get over it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been struggling with that for a very long time, all the way back to fifth grade, travel baseball. And I had a very good regular season with Neil Heaton at the helm. And it was.
So it was probably better that you got hurt and kept the book.
Yeah, well, that was
and got
later.
Got the coach's award.
That was later in high school. But
you're more relaxed in that kind of environment.
100%. So, it was me and Jason Klein were the two top pitchers, and we decided in a three-game series that I would pitch first and Jason Klein would pitch second, and I started the game and hit five straight guys in a row and got taken out.
That's what happened with Al with the Wounded Warriors.
Five straight guys I hit.
He's hitting guys with titanium legs and getting all verklempt about it.
And I got taken out of the game, and you know what?
What?
To Neil Heaton's credit, he actually gave me five batters. Think about that. That's how much faith he had in me, that after I hit one, two, three, four, he let me face a fifth.
So you want to think that that's faith. I want to think that that's entertainment for him.
No, he was not entertained.
And maybe what he was
I'll
trying
tell you
to
right make, now, he was to, not entertained.
But he was trying to make a point using you as the example.
No, he was not entertained.
Did he hug you and caress you when you came off the field?
No, he cut me the next year.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right.
See, I told you, man, as a GM, you got to be ruthless.
Yes, that was more of an easy choice than a ruthless one. Yeah, definitely send a message for sure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back with us. He's got another sports update. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, a little different. We'll start with the golf because J.J. Spawn won the U.S. Open with a wild back nine, as we know, yesterday at Oakmont. It was also Father's Day, so a very cool day for him. And he did discuss that after the round, what it meant.
It was a very touching moment to see like my girls there, and it was so cool to just have my whole family there on Father's Day.
No question. And he says it really was crazy.
I have no words to describe like the moment and them being able to see me as the winner.
And they did, yes. And,
which was very funny because when they met him down on the green, Victor Hovland hadn't finished out his round. He still had one more putt to make. And of course, it mattered in the rankings and the money and everything. So they come down to meet him. He goes, Daddy, Daddy. He goes, shh. So that whole celebration thing had to wait just a few more seconds.
No doubt. So really, it was a great great moment for him as he wins his first major. Now I want you to shut your eyes and imagine a radio show where you can talk sports. I mean, hell, you can call in. You can talk music. You can talk life. Imagine that that talk show host gives you his full attention as you pour your heart and soul into your phone call. May I present to you Joe Beningo.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day for me, Father's Day, but my daughter hasn't talked to me in 5 years, 6 years. So. I wish she calls me. I hope she calls me, Joe. Yeah. It hurts.
Say that again. I missed it because Zoo was telling me something. What happened with your daughter now? What was the deal?
That is the most perfect
Joe Beningo moment. He's in tears.
The guy's like, it hurts.
But Joe, say that again. I didn't hear that. Zoom was in my ear. What about your daughter now?
I hope that his daughter called. I swear to God, I hope.
It's been 5 years,
that
you know.
Poor man.
And I hope she calls me tomorrow, you know, because it hurts.
You think she was listening?
What? What'd you say, bro? I'm sorry. Zoo was in my ear. He was talking in my ear.
You can't make it up. And we feel bad for the man. This is more about Joe.
Yeah, of course. We're not making fun of him. The poor guy's...
And he calls up Joe. He's just pouring his heart out. You can hear it in his voice.
One more time.
The music's great.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day for my Father's Day, but my daughter hasn't talked to me in 5 years, 6 years. I wish she calls me. I hope she calls me, Joe. Yeah. It hurts.
Say that again. I missed it because Zoo was telling me something. What happened to your daughter now? What was she doing?
It's even better when you hear he goes, I hope she calls me Joe. Like he's addressing Joe as if it's his best friend.
I know.
I hope she calls me Joe.
Or his therapist.
Yeah.
I think he's a longtime caller to Joe, and he puts a lot of trust in Joe, which is very nice, but pay attention.
Got it.
Poor man. Oh, God. And I do hope his daughter did call.
Oh, yes. Please. Please call.
You are not kidding. All right. Let's get to the baseball. The baseball from Sunday. Yankees, Red Sox. Not a good weekend for the Bombers as they were swept in three straight.
He'll hit a high fly left field back toward the wall. Dominguez turning around. That is on that top shelf, maybe. That is gone. That's a home run. That got over the red line and a home run for Raffy. Red Sox take a 2-0 lead. His 15th home run.
And that was Nesson with the call. We will get back to Devers in a moment, but his home run made it 2-0. 2-0 the final. Trevor Story, an RBI single, and Brian Bayo went 7 innings of 3-hit ball for the win. That having been said, Aaron Judge had a miserable weekend. 1-for-12, had the home run Friday, but that was it. Struck out a ton. He says give their pitchers a bunch of credit.
Our starting pitchers, you know, they went deep into each game, you know, did a good job mixing their pitches up, just kind of keeping guys off balance where we couldn't really string a couple, you know, quality at-bats together to kind of start a rally. So
nope, didn't do a lot of that. Here was Ben Rice. Now we know we had the Jason Dominguez play the other night on national TV Saturday, which was terrible.
Oh God, yes.
And then you had Ben Rice get picked off between second and third.
Yeah, just kind of sensed that he was falling into a rhythm. Thought I had a shot to get two guys in scoring position there, but fortunately got the timing pick on perfect there. So
yes, they did, and they are showing the one from the other night with Dominguez, which is just awful. So they had a tough night overall, or rather a tough weekend overall.
I mean, Dominguez is standing there.
I think he thought it was the final out, or...
Yeah. Or he's just, and you know, look, young kid, up, you know, just kind of like dancing with the fairies there for a minute, kind of losing, concentration,
yeah.
Understanding the situation. I mean, that... As a fan, you got to just be livid.
No question.
At that.
No question about it. And he for him too, he had the base hit before that.
I know.
And then and you the don't forget like, about
this
it because
is his
of this.
Opportunity to really become a Yankee.
No doubt. No, well, sure.
Well, he's now becoming the next Gleyber Torres.
Now, post game, here was Devers after he homered and the Red Sox completed the sweep. There a translator talks about his Red Sox team or the Red Sox starting to roll.
No, I feel like. We play a good baseball. I still feel like we have more. I feel when the guys are injured, come back. I feel like we can show that we have even more there.
So that's Devers.
That
through
a translator.
Translator.
Yeah,
okay.
That was at in Boston.
Wow.
And they go to the charter. He gets on the plane. We know about that. And then the Sunday night game was the Giants and the Dodgers. The opening on ESPN with Carl Ravitch.
And all of a sudden, this incredibly spicy rivalry just took another major step forward as within the last 5 minutes, word has broken that the San Francisco Giants and the Boston Red Sox have made a massive deal.
And that was for Devers going to San Francisco and then Harrison and Hicks and a couple of prospects going back to Boston. So then you would get some reaction, as you can imagine. Boston guy himself, Dave Portnoy.
I'm watching the U.S. Open. And the Red Sox trade Raffy Devers. They pull him off the plane, stick him in a car, send him on his way, and that's the end. Now listen, Rafael Devers is a dickhead.
But went on to say that they were starting to play well, and so whatever. You got a lot of reaction out there, including that one. Yankees, Angels tonight on the Fan at 6:25. Clark Schmidt facing Jose Siriano. The Yankees, being swept in three straight, have their lead on Tampa down to 3.5 games atop the AL East, and that is because the Rays really took it to the Mets this weekend.
First pitch to Caminero, line deep to left field towards the corner. Over goes Nimmo. It's gone. Over the orange stripe, a line drive home run off the bat of Junior Caminero.
Yeah, and that pretty much put the finishing touches on a 9-0 Father's Day win for the Rays as they clobbered the Mets, complete the sweep. Jonathan Aranda with a 2-run double in this game as well, and Shane Baz was good, 6 2/3, 3 hit balls, 6 strikeouts. Not good in this game was Griffin Canning, 6 runs, 4 hits, 5 walks over, just 4 1/3. So what happened?
Yeah, just falling behind guys, walking guys. Probably shying away from contact a little too much, but against a good lineup, a hot team right now, you just can't give them free bases.
No, and they did a lot of that. They walked 9 Rays on this day. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Bad series for sure, but they had won 6 in a row going in. We just need to bounce back as they go to Atlanta tomorrow.
He's 162. You're going to go through stretches where this is going to happen. Obviously, we got to play better. You know, we didn't execute. We didn't play clean baseball, and they made us pay. So, like I said, we got to turn the page and start, be ready to go on Tuesday.
They will take
Maybe it's time to get Griffin Canning back into the pitching lab.
He'll do something, because 2 of his last 3 starts have not been great. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, this is what you always worry about. You know, a guy gets good starts, you know, he's got a little checkered past, and now all of a sudden that stuff is showing up again.
Yeah, and their lead on Philly now, 2.5 games. Again, the day off in Atlanta tomorrow. The Dodgers did beat the Giants last night in that game we referenced, 5-4, and
hey,
you've got, yes.
I was going to say, next 10 games, this is it. Atlanta, Philly, and Atlanta.
Oh, it's a lot, for sure. But
let's go. You know, a 7-3 in these next 10 games would be key.
That would be great, sure, yeah. That would be good.
What about 8-2? Would that be good?
That'd be better.
Okay.
How about 9-1?
Oh, now you're getting greedy.
What happens if I go 5-5? We jump in ship?
I'm not jumping any ship.
I did watch half of the Netflix documentary on Titan.
Oh, on the Titan?
Yeah.
Not the Bin Laden one?
No. Okay. Isn't that the one you told me to watch? Yeah, I know the Bin Laden one. I haven't got to the this one's short.
I didn't watch the Titan one.
Oh.
It was the Bin Laden one.
I know that. I thought you said the other one was another one to watch.
I didn't see it yet, but it was maybe recommended by somebody else. Radimus.
Oh, okay, maybe that's what it was.
Is it any good?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's interesting.
The Bin Laden one's great.
Yes, it's on the list.
You got to watch that.
Shohei Ohtani to make his first start of the season tonight when the Dodgers take on the Padres, yes.
Well, I didn't think he was going to start until after the All-Star game.
He is going tonight.
Wow.
Big game in that NL West.
Is he on a pitch count, Jerry?
55.
Oh, sure. I have 7 pitches.
Right. I mean, the Mets said, what's his name, on an 85 pitch count the other day?
Clay Holmes.
So I can't imagine Ohtani won't be on a pitch count. Tonight in Oklahoma City, Game 5 NBA Finals, Thunder and the Pacers. Now, the Thunder did win Game 4 to even things up, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander knows have got to be better.
It's harder to win the way we played last game over the course of time, and we got to correct that if we want to come out on top. So, we're grateful, thankful. We did enough to get a win, but we're not trying to rely on the way we played last game.
Yeah, did you guys watch the game?
I saw a good amount of it Saturday.
Yeah, I watched it.
It was like a rugby scrum more than a basketball game.
There was a point in the second half. Well, yeah, they're playing tackle basketball.
Yeah, they were.
But there was a point in the game where Obi Toppin hit 2 3-pointers back-to-back, and that was like the high point for Indy.
Mm-hmm.
They were flying at that point. And then all of a sudden, they had happened to them what happened to the Knicks when we were playing them. They couldn't make a shot. They couldn't make a free throw. Mathurin missed 3 free throws towards the end of this game that would have kept them within 3. And then allowed the Thunder to pull away.
The team leading in the fourth quarter is 1-3 in this series.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's a hell of a stat there, kids.
Say that again. What was that?
Joe. Things picking up for the Knicks this week. We've got a couple of interviews in line. It looks like Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins. Brown fired this season as the head coach of the Kings. Jenkins fired in Memphis with 9 years. So they actually got the record. It was 44-29.
Yeah, yeah. And the Memphis reason that he got fired is because of lack of clarity and direction, according to the GM.
Direction seemed pretty
because
good.
Because actually, most teams, when they do fire somebody, have somebody come out and explain why they fire them.
Or the Knicks don't.
Unless you're the Knicks, of course, you know, and you don't really say anything. But this Taylor Jenkins guy supposedly has all of these different offensive sets based on other sports. And I guess the GM was feeling like the players weren't buying in. And I don't know if that's going to work here.
NBA finals or bust.
Yep. Basically, whoever it is.
Good luck to him. And the Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane to the Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, 4 unprotected first-round picks, and a first-round pick swap.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's sad to report we have an old man technology spot out there in sports media as MLB Network's Dan Plesac, former Major League Baseball pitcher, got fooled by the Easy Pass toll scam text message. It's that unpaid tolls one that we all get. Oh, the unpaid tolls. It all started around the congestion pricing thing where all these scam artists started to come after the unpaid tolls, and then all of a sudden you click a link, and then the next thing you know, you're putting in your bank information, you're getting completely screwed.
Well, this is what happens when jackass politicians put in these stupid policies that basically give everybody a license to go out there and scam the older people in your life.
Yeah. And Dan's not that old, but
he's my age, isn't he?
Yeah. But it's an old man technology spot. It's harder and harder now, man. It really is.
You don't know what's I get emails from X all the time.
Oh, do you?
Oh, no. I ain't touching those things, man.
Oh, what do they say? What are they trying?
No, it's like, oh, you know, you gotta reboot this and that. And I'm like, hey, screw it. I'm not doing any of it.
Remember when
when this stuff first started, Eddie might remember this. This was years and years and years ago. It probably was like almost 19, 18 years ago when we got an email that Ed Coleman was like kidnapped in Africa or something.
Oh, yes. We remember those.
Coleman specifically, and he needed money to get out. He was on a safari or something. And somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody actually sent money to that link trying to help Ed Coleman out.
Yeah, I can
like
see
Ed Coleman would be in Africa somewhere.
Yeah, a safari in Africa, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be like getting one for Al Dukes.
Yeah.
Al Dukes is in, you know, sub-Saharan Africa stuck and he needs $50,000 to get out.
Or the one who was like, hey, you've just qualified for whatever, you know, money that the prince of whatever has. They'd like to give you $1 million. All you have to do is give us your social security number and we'll wire it to your bank account.
Jeez.
Oh, no problem.
Hey, it's no joke, though, man. You're right.
No.
I mean, you bring it up. It's funny when you think about it because it's old man, but it's basically preying on people that just either have no sense of what they're being asked or why they're being asked or just believing that everything that they're getting is from the government.
Yeah, and there was another scam that happened where they'll target older people and say that, like, you know, if you pay me in Walmart or Amazon gift cards and meet me in this parking lot, then we'll be able to settle the debt that you've accrued over whatever thing. So much so that the places like CVS and Walgreens and other places that sell those gift cards, now you have to, like, show your ID just to
anyone you can get your hands on, assuming that they're in this country, a lot of these people aren't, put them in jail for 10 years. You just stop it. You got to stop it.
Yeah. No, I know. And my mother-in-law once, I caught her in the middle of giving her social security number to somebody.
Exactly.
She was like, yeah, it's, hold on one second, honey. 1, 2, 3. I'm like, no, what are you doing? Oh, this nice fellow wants my social security number. I'm like, oh, no. I mean, it sucks. Doesn't stuff, people just suck.
Well, I mean, it's basically that, the fraud and everything else that you're paying for and I'm paying for and the other two guys in there are paying for.
Why are people scumbags? Why do you think?
I don't know, Al. What do you think?
Why do you think? Yeah, I'm getting sloppy with the congestion price and getting in. I missed like 3 days out of the last 5. Getting sloppy with it. I'm waking up. I'm like, I don't have the same drive to beat that $9.225. It's beating me down.
I was thinking about, I played Liberty Golf Course the other day. Going through the Holland Tunnel, there's obviously the tolls, whatever, coming back through anyway. And you take the, what's that extension called, Eddie?
Newark Bay Extension.
You take that Newark Bay Extension, you go through another toll booth, mm-hmm. and then you get right off that next exit, and there's another goddamn toll booth.
That's right. Yep. A lot of tolls.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
A lot of tolls.
Well, that first one on the turnpike is just reading it, and you're not paying anything. You pay when you get off.
Yeah, and then you get off, and then you pay it again, right? So there you go.
Constantly in the pocket.
Alex in East Northport. Alex, what's happening?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Boomer
and Gio, big for you guys. Hope y'all having a great morning. I heard y'all talking about these toll scams, and I was calling because I work actually at a financial institution, and you'd be surprised at how often we see people come in that are getting scammed like this, falling for these things that either pop up on their computer or these text messages. I just wanted to give you guys like a PSA announcement for everybody out there that if anybody's telling you to take out money or anything like that, don't feel scared to talk to your financial institution. That's why we're there. We're here to help you guys. It happens all the time. We have to talk people out of these things. We have to, you know, give them that peace of mind that, you know, these are scams. And again, just want to let everyone know that you're free to talk to your financial institution about these things. Don't feel like you're alone out there with these.
Look at that. Nice little PSA from Alex in East Northport.
Yeah, or just talk to your younger kids and your family.
Yeah. You know, too, that's like another thing that is that it drives me crazy because my mom got screwed with this once. She was trying to buy tickets to a Broadway show. Like, if you put in, like, tickets, Google tickets to whatever show, like these sites will pop up because they pay to go first in the Google search.
You'll see the ad. You'll see the right. ad icon right next to them.
Yeah, but sometimes people don't. Right. Mm-hmm. So the first thing they'll click on is a site that has now marked up the tickets 3-4 times, and you think, "Oh, that's where I get the tickets from." Or, meanwhile, if you scroll halfway down the page, you get the actual site where they're actually selling tickets from the venue that are $300 cheaper. But they get the people doing that too. That's another one I can't stand. And then if you book a hotel, it's the same thing. Like, it'll be like, you got to get to the actual place or you're going to get effed.
Yeah, well.
Left and right, man.
You know why your insurance premiums are so high on your car, right?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Because half the people who are driving don't have insurance, first of all. And second half are basically frauding insurance.
Insurance fraud. How did we get here this morning?
I don't know, but we're here. Because now we're here. You brought up Dan Plesac.
I know. I shouldn't have
That's
done
why.
That. Yeah, I know.
Don't get me going now.
I got you going. I did. It was my fault. I got you going. And we got to do another Father's Day story.
If you had a vote for mayor in New York City, who would you vote for?
Oh, my God. By the way,
how about these choices?
Everybody's going hard at that.
Psycho?
No.
The progressive?
Yeah, what's his name?
Zofran or something? Or like, isn't Zofran like a drug, a Zohan, Zohan, I don't know. Zohan or something, whatever.
Yeah, they're the clips they have found of this guy.
Yeah, like, oh, God, he's brutal.
They are.
Guy's brutal, man.
You know, I know, but it's just the mudslinging ads against him are just hilarious.
Everybody's scared, you know what, about what his policies would be. It's done nothing.
He's got no chance.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
Ranked choice voting, everybody has a chance.
That's right. That's silly nonsense.
I mean, even AOC's gotten involved now.
So she's in the mix?
Yeah, she's warning about Cuomo winning the mayor's race. Oh, look, I mean, this is how bad it's gotten. This is how bad it's gotten. I mean, it is like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I'm a Republican! I'm an independent, Eddie. I'm a Republican. I'm an independent, Eddie.
Anyway,
I mean, these people are just so full of crap. It's unbelievable.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.